What made you take that decision? I'm just gonna quit my job. Were you miserable? What was it like?
No, that's like, I was miserable at work. Yeah. That I was miserable because this was what I went to work every single day. I sat at my desk and just waited for the clock to run down. Yeah. Because, I mean, I knew it at that time that this was not what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I found something so much better. And I mean, I was making a decent wage. I cut myself dry. When I quit, I started working at the front desk at Systems. Yeah. Who's a friend of ours. Yeah. He's been on the show before, owner of Systems Training Center and founder of the Liam's Life Foundation. I'm sure we'll get to that later. But he didn't cut me any breaks. Like, we'd already been friends. I've been teaching at the gym. But, you know, I didn't have easy street. I started, like I said, at the at front desk position, minimum wage. So I took a huge pay cut. Yeah.
So the thing I want to talk about, because there's a lot of people out there that they have a job that they don't like, you know? And if you make a certain amount of money, I think it's so hard to, because you get comfortable, it's so hard to quit. Yeah. And that's, so I just want to talk, what do you have any tips for those people that, like, they're doing something, they're making decent money, but they're not happy with their life?
Yeah.
What can they do?
Step one, try things. Like, and I mean by try activities, hobbies, whatever. Because really, realistically, any hobby, especially in this day and age, any hobby can be a career. You can make any hobby. I mean, however weird it is, you can make a job out of it. Like, there's a niche for everything. So I would say that. And that was for me. I never had that thing until I discovered MMA, specifically MMA. You know, I'd been a martial artist my whole life. And I loved doing taekwondo. And I didn't miss it. And I would always tell my wife about it. That's how I ended up at an MMA gym in the first place. She bought me that pass because I'd always like talk about it. Like, oh man, I really want to get back into martial arts. And I happened to really like MMA as well, watching it on TV. Something I wanted to try out. Yeah. So the first thing is just to find that thing, find your passion, you know? And it's obviously way easier said than done, but you can never know if it really is your passion unless you give it a try. So when we talk about giving other people advice, I would say just, you know, if you have that thing, that scratch in the back of your head, like I've always really liked cooking. You don't necessarily have to jump into a career of it right away, right? Everyone's got free time to a degree. I know people have kids, whatever, but where there's a will, there's a way. It's my favorite quote in the whole world. Yeah. If you want to make a change in your life, then you have to put the effort forward. Just a little bit a day or a week or whatever, once a month, you know?